Chapter 3. 1040 Red Cloud Road, Fort Rucker, Alabama. 1735 hours, 4 September 2005.
There it is, Jamie, General Wilson said. 1040.
He and Castillo were in the second row bench seat of the Army Dodge Caravan, Max having decided he would rather ride in the front passenger seat. Niedermeyer slowed the van almost to a stop as they approached the house. It was a single-family, frame, one-story building, identical to the ones on its left and right as far as Castillo could see. Castillo vaguely remembered that lieutenant colonels and better, or was it majors and better, got separate houses. Lower ranks had to share an interior wall. Hanging from two 18-inch-high posts next to the driveway was a sign. Lieutenant Colonel R.W. Richardson, A.V. The carport was full, with a Pontiac sedan and a civilian Dodge van. Behind them, on the drive, was a Buick sedan with Arizona license plates and a Mercury sedan pulled up behind the Dodge.
"Looks like the Crenshaws are here," General Wilson said.
"Maybe I'd better park on the street," Niedermeyer said.
"It's against the law," Wilson said. "Pull in behind the Mercury."
"Why is it against the law?" Castillo asked.
"About the time of Custer's last stand, a child darted out between two cars parked on the street and was run over. You just can't have that sort of thing. And so they passed a law. I tried to change it when I was post commander and was dissuaded by a regiment of outraged mothers."
"What do you do if you have more people coming to dinner than you have room in your driveway?"
"You politely ask your neighbors if the extras can park in their drive," Wilson said. "If your neighbor outranks you, or your wives have been scrapping, you're out of luck."
Niedermeyer pulled the van in behind the Mercury. The house front door opened. Mrs. Harry F. Wilson looked out at the van.
"What do you say, I get out and stagger up to the door?" General Wilson said.
"General, please don't do that to me," Castillo said with a grin. General Wilson slid the back door open, got out, and walked to the door, holding up an index finger.
"Max, you stay," Castillo said in Hungarian, and followed Wilson.
"What's this mean?"
Bethany Wilson asked, more than a little suspiciously, holding up her own index finger.
"It's the answer to your question, dear. How many drinks did Charlie feed you?"
"Very funny. Hello, Charlie. How are you?"
Castillo held up three fingers.
"Haven't changed a bit, have you, handsome?" she asked, and kissed his cheek.
Niedermeyer was by then standing outside the van.
"Mrs. W., this is Jamie Niedermeyer," Castillo said.
"Hello, Jamie."
"He and Charlie are tied together," General Wilson said. "He's got a radio in that suitcase."
"Hello, Charlie,"
Mrs. Randolph Richardson said from behind her mother.
"How nice to see you again."
She's still a looker. Still looks like a younger version of her mother. And why do I suspect she's less thrilled than her father and mother that good old Charlie's coming to dinner?
"It's nice to see you too, Beth," Castillo said.
"Beth, this is my communicator and friend, Jamie Niedermeyer."
"Hello, Jamie,"
Beth said, offering her hand.
"Jamie's going to need a place to put a small dish antenna," General Wilson said.
"A what?"
"A direct TV antenna," Wilson said. "Except it's not. It's the satellite antenna for the radio in his suitcase. What about the patio?"
Beth smiled uneasily. A small, dressed-for-company girl, about 6 years old, pushed past Beth and called out,
"Grandpa!"
Another girl, about 11 or 12, and who looked like her mother and grandmother, came through the door, followed finally by a boy Castillo guessed to be about 12 or 13.
"Charlie," Beth said, "this is Randy, the fourth, and Bethany."
"The third?"
Castillo asked.
"Girls don't usually do that," Beth said. "And Marjorie, This is Colonel Castillo. You know who he is?
None of the three had a clue.
This is Doña Alicia's grandson,
Beth explained. The boys showed a very faint glimmer of interest, the girls none at all.
Grandpa Wilson flew with Colonel Castillo's father in Vietnam,
Mrs. Bethany Wilson said.
And Daddy and Colonel Castillo were friends, classmates at West Point,
Beth Richardson said. This produced the same level of fascination and excitement as had the previous footnotes to history. They're not being rude, Castillo thought. They just don't give a damn. And why should they? Something did excite Marjorie, the smallest.
There's a dog in Grandpa's car.
She ran toward it, oblivious to her mother's order.
Marjorie, come back here this instant.
She pulled open the front passenger door.
Oh, shit, Castillo thought.
The evening's festivities will begin with Beth's 40-pound daughter being mauled by my 140-pound dog. He ran to the van. By the time he got there, Max had leapt out of the van, licked Marjorie's face to the point of saturation, and was sitting down offering her his paw. She put her arms around his neck.
Marjorie, it would appear, has found a new friend,
General Wilson observed. He had been on Castillo's heels, and now was catching his breath.
Is that yours?
Beth accused from behind her father. She didn't seem surprised when Castillo nodded.
She really loves dogs,
Beth said.
So did you, honey, General Wilson said. All your life.
We've never had one,
Beth said. And when she saw the look on Castillo's face, added,
You know how it is, moving around all the time in the army.
Bad answer, Beth. Your father always was able to keep one. Truth is that Righteous probably doesn't like dogs. They're always a nuisance and a potential source of trouble, and might interfere with the furtherance of one's career.
Beth averted her eyes as General Crenshaw and Lieutenant Colonel Richardson came out of the house.
Look at that, will you? Love at first sight,
General Crenshaw called.
Hey, Max!
Oblivious to the weight of Marjorie clinging to his neck, Max walked to General Crenshaw and offered him his paw.
Now what, Righteous? Your general thinks Max and your kid make a great pair. Think fast.
Beautiful animal, Richardson said. You've got a nice one there.
Yeah. I guess I might as well face it that you are now mine, Max. Well, what the hell? I told Abuelo when she said I didn't even have a dog that I'd get one.
Well,
Richardson went on.
Why don't we put the dog back in the car and then see about having a drink and something to eat?
I want to play with him,
Marjorie announced firmly.
Randy, General Wilson said, what about putting him on the patio and letting the kids play with him?
Good idea,
Richardson said with forced enthusiasm.